SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Green Edison!
Pro football full circle.
Circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle!
Murray heaves it downfield. It is caught! It is caught! DeAndre Hopkins! Miraculous!
Fires, Mike Sims, Walker!
All right, here we go. Football full circle coming at you live right here at the Los Angeles Convention Center, Super Bowl 56. We have hit the back end of the week, baby. Let's go. Mike Carver here with you in L.A. and the immortal Go for the Two, Joe Lisi, back at the mothership in New York, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Carver, is this game actually going to kick off this weekend? I feel like we've been talking about this game for a month and a half already.
Is it actually game week? You are speaking my language, Joe. Like, you're speaking, not only is it game week, Joe, like, we're almost at, like, the, you know, we're 48 hours away. Like, get me to 48. Like, what is that going to be? Tomorrow night at, like, 6:35, right? Friday at 6:35. That'll give me 48 hours. Like, Joe, like, you know, we love talking about this. We want this game. But let's put the ball in the air already, baby. Come on.
I can't take it anymore. I'm chomping at the bit. I want to see how these prop bets go for us. Obviously, we have a lot of bets to make over the course of the next 4 days. We got a star-studded lineup, I believe. Do we have a dog in the house? Nicole Hardeman joining us today. It's great.
We do, Joe. Allegedly, this hour, we will have Nicole Hardeman, of course, wide receiver from the Kansas City Chiefs. And as Joe Lisi loves to point out, former Georgia Bulldog, blue-collar football. Let me just tell you, there's no blue-collar football with Mecole Hardman, Joe.
No.
You know what Mecole Hardman does?
He's all flesh.
He burns you, baby. He gets a rock, and he burns you, right? That's what he does.
Oh, well, he's like, you know, Cheetah is one of the fastest players in terms of the NFL. Mecole Hardman's right behind him, I'll tell you that. I mean, that is a dynamic offense with Pat Mahomes. You could do it on the ground. Also went through his receiving total against Cincinnati. It was a cheap number. I believe it was 21 and a hook. He caught that 47-yarder. So I love Mecole Hardman. Puts money in my pocket and followed his career in Stanford Stadium. So love getting to know him a little bit better. Now, and maybe he's got an inside track on this, Carver.
Who was the Georgia quarterback when Mecole was there? Who was that?
I think it was Hudson Mason not too long ago.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Jake Fromm? Geez. Jake Fromm? He might have played with both of those guys. Jake Fromm, definitely. Jake Fromm, even. We could ask him about Justin Fields.
Yeah, that's possible as well. No question about that. So, Joe, we have that going up. We have my boy, JJ John Jastrzemski, in hour number two from The Ringer. Of course, the New York podcast, who... I'll needle him a little bit about how long he kept Emmanuel Sanders yesterday, and which caused us not to have the Buffalo Bill Emmanuel Sanders. So I'm going to give the business a little bit, Joe.
No comment on that, Joe.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. So, Joe, we have – go ahead, buddy.
No, I was going to say he's probably on the Rams anyway. He's probably on the Rams, right?
Well, I'm going to let you know he is on the Rams.
Love it. Can we give him grief about him and the shorts?
The Rams. Well, look, we'll have a little fun. I mean, I'm on the Rams too, Joe. I mean, you know that. I'm on the Rams. So what? I'm not the.
A lot of that going on this week down there, right? All of a sudden now.
Oh, let me tell you.
Telescopes are out?
The telescopes are out, man. And I've seen it more and more in this room because, as you know, Joe, how big this business has gotten now, and,
exactly.
and sports gambling and mobile wagering and all the things that we love to do and we love to talk about, but it's become so mainstream. Remember, Joe, how taboo it was if you were in an NFL event to even mention gambling. Like that was so,
are you kidding?
So can't do it. But things have changed. And now the league embraces it. You get all the commercials throughout every game. You'll have a couple during the game on Sunday. And that's a good thing, Joe. Now, there's still some states that are lagging here. I'm sitting in one right now. I mean, geez, the fact that I got to wait till I get home on Saturday to actually put some of these great bets we've talked about this weekend, it bothers me, Joe. But still, things are catching up a little bit, and the NFL is one of those places that has.
And it's great that it's obviously started with fantasy football. It migrated now into the sports wagering aspect in terms of every game. But it's the in-game aspect is which we really love as well. Once the game starts, now you have an opportunity to really capitalize on certain players and the flow of the game. That's what I love. So we'll see if we can pick apart some of these teams. And I will say this. I was driving around again last night, thought about another area which I haven't heard one analyst, one concern about the L.A. defense. I'm going to bring it up later as the show progresses because I want to get your take, and that might push you into the over in this ballgame.
Oh, come on, Joe. You're not pushing me into the over. I already told you that's not going to happen. You're not pushing me into the over.
I have an angle.
Maybe you could push me to the over, but you're definitely not going to push me to the Rams. I know that, Joe. Not going to push me to the Rams. All right. Football Full Circle coming at you live right here at the Los Angeles Convention Center out in California for Super Bowl 56. Joe Lisi back at the mothership. Andrew Torres with us, of course, doing a great job. Football Full Circle, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We keep rolling right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Football Full Circle. Coming at you right here from Los Angeles. I changed that up this week, Joe. As the week has gone on, I've added more of the you know, rolling out the Angeles, Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56, here from the Los Angeles Convention Center, which is, of course, where the Rams and the Bengals will get it going at SoFi Stadium a couple miles from here on Sunday. Carver here in L.A., Joe Lisi back at the mothership in New York, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. So, Joe, a couple things here. First of all, you sent me this picture of this kid. This is a kid that you sent me a picture of here? Who is this guy?
It's Georgia's new five-star recruit, Robinson, the running back. He looks like Nick Chubb.
Look at this guy. He's 17 years old. He's benching 415, squatting 615, the deadlift 720. Joe, you could deadlift 720 still, right? Even at your age. You could deadlift 720, right? No, not back in the day. I'm saying now. Right now.
I'm an old man now. What are you kidding? But this kid looks like Nick Chubb 2.0, baby. Are you kidding me? This kid's stacked.
Everybody loves the Dogs now, baby. Everybody loves the Dogs.
I know.
Because they're the defending national champions. So everybody's in the mix with the Georgia Bulldogs now at this point. The other thing was you said that there's some dopey coaches meeting or something in the SEC today? Like this, what's that about?
Brian Harsin showed up. Yes, Harsin showed up. He's strong.
He's still the coach at Auburn, so I guess I can't blame him for that, right? So good job by him actually showing up to work and coming to the meetings. All right, Joe, so you told me that you were going to you found something else to try to sway me to bet the over in this game. Would you like to share that information with me now? Would you like to try to sell me on how I'm going to get over the 48.5 in this game?
Yeah, without a doubt. All week we've heard about OBJ and we've heard about Cooper Kupp attacking Cincinnati's defense. And we understand that they're productive wide receivers and nobody really has been able to shut down Cooper Kupp. But on the flip side, has anybody exposed up until this point old man Eric Weddle? I mean, you know, Arizona couldn't do it. San Francisco really didn't have the offense to do it. Neither did Tampa. I mean, without Godwin, without AB, they were basically just one deep with Mike Evans, without Gronk really 100%. So at the end of the day, I really feel that Cincinnati will attack him over the top. They're going to exploit what the other teams haven't been able to do. You got a journeyman garbage safety back there, man. I mean, he should be working in a cover band for ZZ Top, let alone playing in the Super Bowl. Can we stop already? I mean, come on. The guy's 100 years old. He was playing pickup basketball. He probably was hanging out selling lemonade on the corner over there with the family, and now he's playing in a Super Bowl. We haven't had one wide receiver that's taken him deep or at least challenged this dude. Are we kidding? Come on.
You're
now.
Right about old man Weddle. Did you know that he's like plus 800 to get a pick in this game?
Sold. Come on, no. Sold.
No, for him to get an interception. For Weddle to have an interception in the game.
Yeah, I know. I'm selling that. Selling
You're
that.
Selling
How about
it.
This?
You're not buying it.
How about
You're
Jamar Chase? Sell. How about Tyler Boyd? How about T. Higgins? How about they burn his jock? How about that? Okay? Can we stop already? Can we stop? This guy's 100 years old. I mean, if I'm Zach Taylor, I'm Joe Burrow, I'm zoning in on the old dude. And I'm an old guy. But there's no way we shouldn't exploit this guy. He should be on taking insure. I mean, really. Balance of nature he's probably taking. I mean, come on now.
Man, you are fired up about this, Joe.
Well, because I don't, you know, about I don't this. Understand. It's the Super Bowl. Playoff football. Attack the weakness. And you know what? You attack it until they stop it. Nobody attacked Weddle over the top. Nobody.
Nobody did.
I say, let's
right.
go attack the old man. Attack him early and often. Let's abuse him on national TV. T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Joey Silk. Let's go.
Streaks at the slot position, Joe. Just run some streaks. Slot streaks. Let's go.
Four verticals.
Run
it, let's
baby.
Go. Let's
Four
just play
verticals.
Madden.
Rip it right where he is and let it fly.
Right. I haven't heard one person say that that's a concern of the L.A. defense. Everybody said they're going to get pressure on Burrow. You know how you neutralize the front seven? Tempo. 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 Start out. You start with swing passes. Get them running sideline to sideline, and then, boom, hit them down the middle. If Burrow and the offense start with tempo, guess what? They're not going to get a pass rush. You stress that defense vertically. You stress and exploit the old man in the secondary. Done.
You've got the answers, Joe. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if, you know, Zach Taylor's a genius, so I'm sure that he's got to at least be thinking of this stuff. As he sits there burning the midnight oil, getting ready for the... And let me tell you, I'm worried about him, Joe. That's another reason why I'm not on the Bengals. I'm worried about that kid. You know how McVay was tight 3 years ago in that Super Bowl against Belichick? He was very tight, and he called an awful game, and he did a bad job. I'm worried about Zach Taylor being in a similar situation that McVay was in. He's now, because he's won this year, been dubbed as one of the next, you know, young wizards of the game. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a very this is where advantage McVay. He's been there now, and now he knows the mistakes that he made 3 years ago as he comes back this time. So I think
totally understood,
Joe, and the coach, right?
I think that I think the difference is, Carver, is that we don't look at LA as being that dominant Bill Belichick type of schematic type of defense. They're not going to really out scheme you. They're going to try and outpower you, right? The front seven with Aaron Donald makes no bones about it. We're going to get pressure up the middle. We're going to utilize Von Miller and Leonard Floyd off the edge, and that's how we're going to beat you. And we have one of the best lockdown corners potentially in Jalen Ramsey. On the back end, the slot, the third wide receiver, Tyler Boyd should have opportunities in this ball game. So I think that's the chess match that's going to play out. Now, we have two offensive-minded head coaches. Defenses are good, not elite. And I think that's the difference in the matchup. I think that's the biggest difference from when McVay played against Van Noy and that New England defense with Belichick. He understood how to out-scheme to really exploit the weakness of that offensive line and Jared Goff in the first meeting.
No doubt about that, but I just a little head coaching advantage, Joe, for me. A little bit of a head coaching advantage.
Think he's
game.
Nervous?
I actually saw, Joe, believe it or not, I saw a couple of books last night go back down to 3.5.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ooh. I saw a couple of books go back down to 3.5 in this game, which is kind of what I thought would happen maybe on Saturday, early Sunday, because I do believe that influx of Cincinnati Bengal money from the public is going to pump this thing down a little bit. But not FanDuel's still sitting strong at 4.
Yeah.
A couple of the other books, I know Caesars is down to 3.5. So there's been a little bit of movement here, Joe, as we get towards the end of the week.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. I heard earlier, I had a couple of listeners earlier in the week say that they saw 4.5s pop up. And I did, I thought,
wow.
See that? But that was a couple of days ago. And, you know, I really thought that it would sit between the 3.5 and 4. I mean, I could see it going down potentially to 3. Everybody likes points in a Super Bowl. Why not take the points? I think what you're going to have, though, once we get down to like 3.5 and 3, a key number, you're going to have that short money come in that believe this game is going to be won by Aaron Donald and the L.A. defense. Just pump it back up before game time. We could see a late push, maybe, you know, from 4 to 6:30 on this ball game, especially if it gets around 3.
I think that's exactly where we're going to go here, Joe. That's for sure. Look at Sharapan today, man. He's got the Bengal hat, the Cincinnati red jersey.
I know.
What?
He's a diplomat.
He's got the Joe Burrow sunglasses too, Joe.
Right.
He's got the Joe Burrow sunglasses. Now, tomorrow morning, we're going to get Dave for a couple minutes, and you can ask him about his wardrobe and who he likes in the football game. Okay, Joe?
Yes, I'm looking
forward. Joe says hi, Dave. Joe says hi. All right, football full circle coming at you here from the L.A. Convention Center. Mike Carver in L.A., Joe Lisi back at the mothership. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Football full circle. Coming at you right here from Los Angeles, the Convention Center, Super Bowl 56, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159, Carver in L.A., Lisi at the mothership back at New York. I'm watching the, man, this guy's something else, Joe. This Mike McDaniel that they hired in Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, bro, this guy is like, I mean, we got full... like full nerd football that we're gonna have.
Don't bash him. He's my head coach for like at least 2 years. So
let me just tell you, at least 2 years is right. Are you like this? You feel good about this? You're going from blue collar to nerd football. Are you all right with that?
No, I wanted Flores. I like Flores. You know, give me Brian Flores back. You know, who wants to put his fist through a chalkboard and who will bench
the
starting
quarterback. Blue collar football.
Yep. Give me him. Give me that guy. But I gotta live with the analytics now, and we'll see how this works out. Looks like I feel like I should be watching. I'm trying to think, like Nickelodeon. Like I feel like he's like sort of like a teacher, you know, almost like a Mr. Robinson type. All right, kids, we're gonna run 5 wide, and we're gonna try to attack the defense vertically.
Oh, Joe, you're amazing. Well, it's all about attacking you vertically, Joe. But you're right. You're gonna 2 years. You setting that as the over under? I'm gonna say a push. I'm gonna say he's out after 2. So that's not gonna be under 2. It's not gonna be over 2. I'm taking the push with your assessment for how long he's gonna be the head coach in Miami. Man, did you like him on the phone with Tua? Did you like that? Him calling Tua on the airplane? With the phone, you know, you're going to be great. I'm going to make you great. Like, really confidence building stuff. I don't know why the Dolphins had to tweet that out, but some real confidence building stuff that he was sending to Tua.
That's because Brian Flores ripped down Tua to the point where he made him feel like he should be playing, you know, high school football at that point. I mean, Flores, no joke. Hey, I have to play. I'm part of the union. Screw you. Give me the third stringer, Ryan. Oh, man, get your helmet.
Joe, so once again, we're here in Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56 at the Convention Center, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159, as we now are going to be joined by wide receiver from the Kansas City Chiefs, also a Super Bowl champion, and as my partner in New York, Nicole, good to meet you. Mike Carver here.
How you doing?
I got Joe Lisi in New York. with us as well.
Okay.
Not only Super Bowl champion from the Kansas City Chiefs, but Joe Lisi, a big Georgia Bulldog fan.
Oh,
you as well, McCall.
Oh,
okay. Good to have you with us, buddy.
That's it.
Yeah, appreciate
yeah. Let's start with this, my man. Of course, we know that you're one of the fastest guys in the league. And I'm tired of hearing about Tyreek Hill being the fastest guy. Tell us the truth. Practice. No cameras around. You're faster than him when you guys have a little race with nobody watching. You know it. You're faster. Hey, you can admit it here. This is a safe place. You can tell everybody you're faster than the cheetah. Let everybody know.
Oh, man.
Because it's true.
You know what? I tell everybody, we were at a race one time. And he kind of got the edge on me on that one. So I have to, just by our respect, to give him the fastest.
Oh.
But I need another race. And it's like, whenever he give me a chance to get another race, that's when we're going to settle it out, you know, once in a while.
And there you go.
Well, Miko, you gotta be honest. Everybody knows. Bulldog Nation knows you were a sprinter for the Bulldogs in the track team. We know you have 4.2 speed. We know that. But I want to go off of that point, okay? Because we were talking about this matchup in the Super Bowl, and I brought up old man Eric Weddle. If you're playing the slot and you see that dude, are you licking your chops going 4 verticals? Just throw me the ball. Pat, throw me the ball if you see old man Weddle out there.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, that's exactly what's going through your mind. You know, it's like, hey, look, if you don't throw this ball right here, we're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to throw this right here. Like, give me a chance. I'm going to go get it, you know? So definitely have that on your mind for sure.
Now, you've played in this game twice. Tell me about the first time you get to the Super Bowl, the week leading up to it, all the nonsense that goes on with it, doing it the first time, and then coming back and doing it a second time. Is there a difference in the 2 weeks?
Yeah, definitely. Well, my first year, pre-COVID. Right. Second year, it was COVID.
Well, that's a huge difference.
Right.
Now you guys got to sit in the Zoom room, so
right.
You actually saw really both sides
right.
of it.
So the first year was absolutely amazing, honestly. You know, it was in Miami. But the week of it, you know, with the media, the going to, like, the fan experience and just doing all those things, it really was great. The practice was good, you know, and so you really enjoy. Actually, you get a whole week to enjoy up until the game. You can relax, calm down. Then, you know, the time you get, like, Friday, Saturday, so when you start locking in and everything. And so it was very nice. Then coming to the second year, it was like a regular away game. You know, Tampa was at home.
Right.
And it basically was just like an away game for real. You know, yeah. We got there on Saturday. We played on Sunday. We left on Sunday.
That's right. You guys didn't even get there till Saturday
yeah.
last year. That is like it was like a regular
game. It was like a regular game.
Wow, unbelievable. Joe.
Yep.
Miko, I want to ask you about the wide receivers in this ball game. Obviously, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, and then on the flip side, we have OBJ and Cooper Kupp. I mean, you're talking about, you know, in terms of tops in the NFL, along with your teammate Tyreek Hill and yourself. What do you see out of all of these wide receivers right now in terms of the matchups that they're going to have to go up against on Sunday afternoon?
We start with the Rams. I feel like Cooper Kupp is going to be the you know, the person that decides, not decides the game, but that controls the game. You know, he's like a first down magnet, you know what I'm saying? And then he has his explosive abilities, you know, in and out the game where he'll get you deep one time, you know, or he'll get a crossing route, make one miss, and, you know, he gets some yak, you know. I think he's going to be the difference maker in the game. I think he's been doing it all season. I mean, freaking almost 2,000 yards receiving, man, over 140 catches. I mean, it's like the guy is an absolute beast this year, and I think he's in prime mode still. And then you have OBJ, who really compliment him very well, because OBJ definitely can, you know, take the top off. He can get yak, you know what I'm saying? He got great hands. He's very confident right now.
Sure
he's getting
is.
Comfortable. So I think that compliment is great with him to go along with Cooper Kupp. So I think OBJ gonna have a great game as well. And then going to the Bengals side is they're going up against a defense that is very, very good, and they can get to the quarterback. And, you know, the Bengals against the Titans gave up, 9 sacks?
Yeah.
So, but you're going against a more dominant front than you did against the Titans. So, it really going to depend on how the Bengals O-line hold up against them. And as far as receivers, though, I'd like to see the Jamar Chase, Jalen Ramsey matchup. I'd definitely love to see how that goes.
Right.
Jalen is a dog. So they're going to be nice. But I think T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd is going to have to be the difference maker on the offense.
Now, you obviously played this Cincinnati secondary twice this year.
Right.
Unfortunately, what happened in the second half, you guys would be here if not. Is that unit in Cincinnati, it's a little underrated. They get kind of a little bit like, they're not that great. They make plays. Are they physical, that secondary that Cincinnati has? Tell us about those guys that they have back there and how tough that was facing them.
I mean, they're okay in the back end. Yeah. They're not great.
Yeah.
But they'll get the job done. You know what I'm saying? I think they got a good unity back there with each other. I think they know their assignment, know their role, and how to do it very well. So that would kind of like gets them, you know,
right,
in games and do what they have to do, and they just do their assignment very well and be where they need to be at the same right time. You know, so I definitely give them that for sure. But you know, just like any other defensive backs, you can get past them. So.
Miko, now you lost to Cincinnati, right, twice. Now they're in the Super
yes.
Bowl. Being an AFC representative, are you pulling for the Bengals in this matchup? I'm curious. Are you rooting for Stafford
no.
and the Rams? Because
no.
How does it go?
You know, crazy. Part of me want to root for the AFC, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, the AFC. But I think defense win championships, man. I think L.A. is the better team in this game. Does that mean they're going to win? I don't know. But I definitely love to see Matthew Stafford get him one for sure. You know, he's been in the league, you know, what, 9 years now,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah,
9 years. So I love to see him get him one. But they're going to have some work to do for sure if they want to win it.
All right, before we get you out of here, full disclosure, I'm a Buffalo Bill fan.
Oh, man.
Whew. So.
13 seconds.
Let's talk about the best game that was played this year. All right? Now, first of all, I don't know how my guys didn't tackle you on that touch. That was an unbelievable play by you. You went through everybody down there on the sideline. Nice job by the defense. But you're sitting there, 13 seconds left on the clock. Now, you got the best in the game. You know that. Because when Patrick's out there, he's the best in the game. What's going through your mind 13 seconds left after Josh hits Gabe Davis down there to give him the lead?
First thing, we got three timeouts.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go to the sideline.
Right.
And these situations, we practice literally.
And they're playing the sideline.
Right.
What are they doing?
Like,
they're playing the sideline.
Yeah, we don't have to go to the sideline. We got three timeouts, you know. But, I mean, we practice those situations all the time, though. You know, you got this amount of many seconds left. We need a field goal, you know. And we just figured out if we can get a field goal range to the 40 at least, we'll be fine. And I don't know what they was doing.
They rolled the red carpet for you to go down the field. That's what they did. They let you go down the field.
Yeah, I don't know how they let Trav get that open.
I couldn't believe what happened there that night. I'm happy for you guys. You won again. KYX World.
Dot World.
Dot World. Please tell us about it.
It's a kicks company. Basically, like, let's see, try it before you buy it kind of thing.
Oh, all right.
Somebody's like renting, you know what I'm saying?
See, that'd be good for Joe, because my man Joe here, he always is getting new sneakers, doing all that. So that'll be good for you, Joe.
Yeah, you just rent,
represent.
Man. You, don't
you
like
gotta
them,
represent. Of course.
Right. Yeah. If you don't like them, send them back, man. You know what I'm saying? You can put like, you know, put a down payment down. You know what I'm saying? Pay as you go. And if you don't like them, send them back. You know, if you do like them, buy. It's crazy. I think I like what they're doing. It's definitely a good thing they're doing. So
KYX.world. Get it. Try it before you buy it. Mecole Hardman, wide receiver, Kansas City Chiefs. Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Football Full Circle, Los Angeles here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Football Full Circle. Coming at you here from Los Angeles, the site of Super Bowl 56, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Carver in L.A., Joe Lisi back at the mothership in New York, as we take you here having some fun. Great job by Mecole Hardman. Joe, of course, we finish. It's a great spot. I had to ask him about the 13 seconds, all that. What's the first thing that Joe says to me when we were on the break? You didn't ask, what, you no love for the Bulldogs winning the national title? No love? You know, Joe, I mean, what are you going to do, man? I mean, there's only so much we can do. We had the guy for 9.5 minutes. We got to pack in what we can.
I know, Joe? But he probably wanted to give a shout-out to Bulldog Nation when their first national
You're the Bulldog guy. You should have brought it up. You're the Bulldog guy,
I brought up
Joe.
The track and field and old man Weddle. He liked that. I'm sure he could have.
He did like that. He liked that.
He knew. He knows. He just didn't want to abuse him. Right.
Now, we have another conspiracy that's going on around here this week, around the Sports Grid set, and that is our man who's sitting down with me right now, Joe, Ben Stevens, of course, the morning after, right here on the grid, 9 a.m. to 12 Eastern, not only on TV, but also Sports Grid Radio here on Sirius XM 159. So there's been some back and forth on and off the air that Joe Lisi was kind of critical of Ben's spot with Dr. Chow yesterday here in Los Angeles. He did 14 minutes with him and not a breath about Van Jefferson and his bad wheel. Joe, I have Ben with us now here.
Yes.
He's here to answer for his sins. So please, tell him what your grievances Tell him what your grievances are.
No grievance. I brought up on yesterday's show, we were talking Van Jefferson, Tyler Boyd, and I said, we need an injury report. And I said, let's ask Dr. Chow. Ben had him on in the morning. And you said, I'm going to ask Ben after the show about Van Jefferson. I said, I guarantee you he didn't bring it up once. Sure enough, 14-minute segment. You tell me Ben didn't bring it up once. He's talking Higby, Uzuma. I figured that. I don't know. I'm shocked that Ben didn't have Uzuma on yesterday.
First up.
Now, Ben, your response.
All right. First off, there's been some great guarantees in Super Bowl past. Of course, we think of Joe Namath in yesteryear. What about Joe Lisi with the guarantee that I did not do my job as a host of the morning after talking to Dr. Chow? You know what I'm picking up, though, just from the 2 minutes or so here on Pro Football Full Circle? Joe Lisi rather critical of people's journalism standards. Comes at you, Mike Carver, for not asking about the Georgia Bulldogs. Comes at me because I don't ask Dr. Chow about Van Jefferson. Joe, did you ever think that if in that 14-minute segment Dr. Chow didn't bring it up, it's because Van Jefferson isn't injured and it's not a concern? I want to know what Week 7 practice report you read on Pro Football Focus that you still think Van Jefferson's injured, although that happened October 14th.
He was banged up at the start of last week, right? He was limited, and that's why Carver didn't hit his prop last week in terms of the game against San Francisco, because they only threw to Jefferson once. So we were breaking down his longest reception at 17 and a half. I said, Carver's got a bad hammy. He said, no, he played. It doesn't matter. I said, we need to ask Dr. Chow. Carver was the one that threw you under the bus. I just jumped on and piled on after that, of course.
Now you see what's happened here. I've kind of just been pulling the strings to get ourselves a Radio Row controversy back and forth.
A puppeteer, if you will, Carver
Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Against Ben's I want to say not journalism, but in terms of he brought on an SEC guy yesterday, Gerard Mayo. How could you do that? You're Big Ten Ben. I wasn't sure.
I know. I wanted to ask him about Tennessee. I know. But, you know, Joe, he was up there repping Hellman's Mayo. And, you know, mayo is a staple of all good Midwestern cuisine. So thus we tie it back to Big Ten football. Joe, today on the show we had celebrity chef Tim Love on, whose son apparently plays for Texas football. And you'll be happy with my journalism standards on today's show because, of course, although we were talking Super Bowl Sunday and the food you need to eat and what you can make and the taste of the NFL, I had to ask him. The final question to Chef Tim Love was, Tim, is Texas back? And you know what he told me, Joe Lisi? You know what he told me? He said, Texas, guarantee it. On today, February 10th, Thursday, 2022, Texas wins the Big 12 conference next year. What do you think?
Wow.
No, yours? No way. No. Too much pressure.
Okay.
I will say this. Their former quarterback, Casey Thompson, with Nebraska. Best quarterback Nebraska has had in the last 14 years. Ben, how about that?
I actually very much agree with you, Joe Lisi. Yeah, no, I agree with you. What about Chubba?
They're not going to win nothing. They're 6-6 this year, Texas. Although B. John Robinson breaks out.
Joe Lisi says, bet the under when the win total comes out.
Oh, my God.
Get the Texas under.
Because, you know, they're hanging that at 7.5, 8.5, no doubt about it.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
That's going to be definitely in that area. Joe Lisi with the under. So you had no problem with Ben's journalistic integrity with the chef this morning. You're okay with everything that he asked him there?
Journalistic integrity? We were talking about Dr. Chow, and I just made you a bet saying that I didn't think that he brought up Van Jefferson because Jefferson played. And who was right, Carver? Was I right or was I wrong?
You were right. But I don't think Carver at all tried to indicate me the way that you have. He didn't try to throw me out there under the bus. He has since started to pull the strings and made this a controversy here inside the Super Bowl Media Center.
I made it a bit out here.
But at least you were the one that said the guarantee of my journalistic ethics. That's messed up, man. That's messed up.
Before we let Ben go, because he's had a very busy morning, there was a lot.
So is Carver.
There was a lot going on. Ben, please, since we have you on this program,
yeah.
I think you should let Joe Lisi, because Joe Lisi basically, he's putting the hex on anybody who sits at this table or gets on these headphones and says that the Rams are going to win this football game. So please let him know who you like to win the football game on Sunday.
So if I say the Cincinnati Bengals, that's okay, Joe? We're the same team or no?
No, I expect you to say to Rams, and I bet you, I will say this. I think you're leaning towards the under, Ben, in this ball game.
I am leaning toward the under in this football game, but I also, I think I'm starting to lean toward the Bengals because, Joe,
yes,
in the last 12, in the last 12 Super Bowls, Joe Lisi, the team to hoist the Lombardi Trophy has also covered the number. So if you think the underdog has a good shot of at least covering that four-point spread come Sunday at SoFi Stadium, then you better sprinkle on that plus 166 on the money line as well.
There you go. I'm in agreement with Ben. And I will say this.
We're back together.
You see this?
We're back together.
This is exactly what I intended.
Yeah.
I wanted to cause a little bit of friction between you guys.
Right.
And then at the end, I tied it all together with you guys hugging each other
virtually
over the phone. With a Bengal bet. That's what I wanted to say.
Joe, I'm hugging you right now. I don't know if you can feel that from Los Angeles, but maybe you should put your arms out. Yeah.
Ben,
listen,
this started behind the scenes. This started behind the scenes with Carver because when I called Carver yesterday after the show, he was with you. And I said, did you ask Ben about Jefferson? And you replied, didn't ask him about Jefferson. So you knew.
Right. Oh. Joe, we were doing so well. Stop pointing fingers. We're done.
It was over.
We're good, Joe.
It was over.
I was giving you a virtual hug. It's fine.
It was over. I just sent it to him. I sent him the virtual hug.
Lisi.
There it is.
Yeah. There's your hug, Joe.
Lisi, I don't enjoy friction between us. We're a couple of
like
college football guys, you and I.
Look at
thank
the
you.
Jacket.
It's cold. It's cold inside Radio Row. You know, they got it all nice and chilly in here to keep the lights for everybody's big productions. Make sure they're
like
working. So,
Gap.
It's the only jacket I got. Gap, get out of here. Lisi. Lisi. If my journalistic standards aren't great, at least my clothing standards slightly higher. Please.
Ben, tremendous job. Go back to getting ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll do that. Hey, Lisi, be good, okay?
You too.
Let's never fight again. I don't like it.
Yeah, don't fight again. Please don't fight again. Okay, there he is. Ben Stevens, the morning after, right here on Sports Grid. You see, Joe, we have a little fun. We have a little lighthearted
comedy
here.
You like causing friction. This had to do nothing with Ben. It had to do with bringing it up on the show yesterday because I just told you that Van Jefferson would come up. We should blame Chow more than we should blame
Well, actually,
Ben.
You know what? You know what the funniest part is? We've done all this, and really the root of this entire problem is Chow not knowing that Van Jefferson's probably hurt.
He's got... All right,
that
can we go back to Jefferson?
Entire...
Are we jumping on his total? Are we? Is that going to be one of the bets
the
for tomorrow?
We're jumping on the total. Well, wait a second. Hold on. We've got several different. Oh, you know what? Ben actually, I'll give Ben a little credit here. He actually brought up a really good prop for Van Jefferson this morning. I was on with him, Joe, and I will tell you what that
what
is.
What do you have?
Come on, let me find it really quickly. You know, there's over 700 different bets that are available on FanDuel, Joe. Did you know that?
It seems more than that.
700 plus markets. All right, here it is. I found it.
Yes.
No, this is not it. This is most receiving yards. Where did Ben find this?
Here, this one, longest reception bet, Boyd versus Jefferson.
No, I want the player to catch the longest reception in the game. I got it. You know, Ben walks away. I bring this up after. I'll have to find out. Okay, you got it?
Here it is. Longest reception
of the game.
But
the player to have the...
Here it is.
No, this says... This was Cup was the favorite at like 3-1. Van Jefferson was 11-1 on this market. That's the one that I'm looking for, Joe. I'm looking for the one where Van Jefferson is the favorite. That's what Van Jefferson was getting 11-1. I got to ask Ben where it is. I don't know. There's so many, like you said, it's like, you know, it's like trying to play with a Rubik's Cube here, trying to find out where some of these props are. They're probably under the, Let's go back to the game. I got to go
back
to the
They have too many
page.
Of these match bets now.
All right, here we go. Receiving props.
Yeah, but they're find not it here, there. Joe. I'm looking right at it right now.
Yeah, but I don't want the match bet. Yes, go ahead.
They have, like, first wide receiver.
Here it is. Like, I found it.
All right, good.
I found it. Player to have the longest reception in the game. Cooper Kupp, okay. plus 260. Jamar Chase, plus 360. Higgins, plus 450. Beckham, plus 550. And then Van Jefferson, 11-1 to have the longest reception in the game. I think that there's some serious value to that because we've talked a lot about this prop, the 17.5. We've talked about his yardage in the mid to low 30s. But we always say, Joe, this guy can get it on one catch.
Yes, him and OBJ. I think OBJ and Jefferson do catch at least one long ball each. And again, I'm expecting LA to eat in this ballgame. I'm just expecting Burrow and Cincinnati to eat more. That's all. I think both offenses will have success. So I like that at 11-1. What would Boyd? You see, Boyd, I want to pull the trigger on Boyd.
Boyd's 11-1 also.
Mm.
For the long, now this is the longest reception of the game.
Right.
All players, longest catch. Mm-hmm.
What are the running backs? I am curious about the running backs.
For this bet?
Yep.
Mixon's 11-1.
Mm.
And Akers is 16-1. What are you looking for, like an 80-yard screen, Joe? You're looking
Not
for a 80-yard
but P. Ryan, what did he have, 36? That was a 36-yard touchdown against Kansas City?
But that wasn't the longest catch of the game, right? I mean, there was longer catches in that game.
Well, Miko Hardman had one for Kansas City, but, I mean, we're talking about Cincinnati.
It doesn't have to be a touchdown.
No, I know. It's got to be longest reception. Okay. I think throw both tight ends out. I don't see the tight ends getting it. I don't think it'll be Kupp. Chase is always the outlier because of the yak.
I think Beckham and Van are good ones to throw money at here, Joe. I think those are two good guys, plus 550 and 11-1. I think those two guys are decent to take a shot with this. All right, football full circle. We're coming at you from Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one right after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Football full circle coming at you live right here from Los Angeles for Super Bowl 56. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. It's actually pretty funny, Joe. Joe Lisi's in the mothership. I'm here in L.A. For the game. Here's something that for us to talk about for 2 minutes for the end of the hour. They're doing like a big, there's like a whole bunch of LAPD, like suits, I guess, like high-ranking officials. Right. Of the organization, they were doing a press conference in one of the other rooms here, talking about like it's some dopey like security for the game and all this stuff. And whoever's like leading the charge over here, he's like the main guy. He's like the guy. He is an absolute dead ringer for Sean McDermott. And I thought that it was just the Bills head coach getting like a whole bunch of extra security because he's such a popular guy out here in Los Angeles. But it turns out that this guy's like, you know, the guy of like the LAPD, and he was part of press conference. So I thought you wanted to know that little nugget that I just dropped on you there.
I like that. I would have liked you to go over to him and think that he was
gonna,
McDermott.
He was so far away, I almost was going to grab Foz and say, can you go get McDermott over there and bring him over? Me and Joe want to ask him why he was covering the sideline with 13 seconds left in the game. Jeez. Did you like, by the way, I sent you that picture of Hardman. Did you like his gear? Did you like what he had going?
Yeah, Hardman, let me tell you.
He was sharp, bro.
Bulldogs dress sharp. I love the ice too on the picture that you showed me with the number 17 there. You need a little ice.
That's something that you would get. Like if you broke into the league, like I could see Joe Lisi with the 54 right there with the big diamonds, blue collar.
Four and 25 were my numbers.
4 and 25, so a little 25 with the big ice 25 for Joe Lisi.
Yes,
right around the neck. Yes. That's something that I could absolutely see. You know, Joe.
Why not? Why not?
Football full circle.
We are coming to you live from Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56. Carver in L.A., Lisi back at the mothership in New York, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We will come back, hour number two on the grid right after this.